806-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, February 16th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got total confirmation, numerous sources, Cliff Tellini, Downstate Kim, and Nikki all text me in. It is MCL168.624, and that is the deadline date, is in fact May 7th at 4 o'clock. So I'll be talking to the Genesee County folks, the Patriots down there. We will be doing Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution class down there somewhere on Saturday, April 27th. I looked at the calendar, and that's what we're going to do. Reporting in for duty, as usual, on Fridays, giving us a field report with everything is in the world of Todd Smallenberg. He is a candidate for the 106th House District. He joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, sir.
And good morning to you, brother. How are you today?
We're doing great. A little snow down here in the ground in West Branch, peering out from the second-story hotel room, but we're doing great. Going to be heading home soon and going on a movie date with Vicky in Traverse City tonight, so God is good. But I wanted to talk to you, Todd. You actually attended a county convention, your home county of Mount Morenci. How did things go there in Mount Morenci County's convention last night?
It went very well. We got a lot of things accomplished, and I got elevated to the delegate status.
Oh, good. So you're going to be a voting delegate down there.
I will be. I'm looking forward to it.
Good, good, good. Is this your first state convention slash caucus?
It is. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, this is going to be a little bit different, because normally we're in one big room all together with banners of the each congressional district, large auditorium, usually Lansing Civic Center down there on Michigan Avenue. But this time it's going to be in breakout rooms. They call it caucus rooms for the each individual congressional district. So really all you're going to be seeing is the first district room, but there will be others around all the other congressional districts. Many of our patriots listening downstate, you know, 5th, 6th, 8th, all over the state. So it's going to be a little mini Friday night thing that's actually happening on Saturday morning. So it's not the full, it's not the, what's that movie used to, the Full Monty? It's not the Full Monty. No, you're not going to get the whole convention, but you're going to get a variation of it. I wanted to ask you, what do you think made Mount Morenci go so smooth compared to some of these other counties that were reporting in this morning? Fist fights, you had to call in the sergeant of arms. One called in the police. They actually had the police in Genesee. And when they simply asked at the end of the night, Todd, to the secretary of the convention, they asked for a copy of the credential list. Who did you give credentials to? All you have to do is make a copy of the list. It's a piece of paper. It's sitting right there. And they refused to give it to him. And people started yelling and screaming at one another, and they actually had to call the police in to break it up. Why would Mount Morenci go so smooth and Genesee, they're ready to start, you know, throwing down on it?
Because we're actually focused on beating Democrats and not fighting ourselves.
Good answer. Have you had your coffee this morning? Your brain is fully functioning. That is the most concise, to-the-point answer. And you're absolutely right. You guys are focused on beating Democrats, not fighting the infighting going on with Republicans that's going on all the time.
If we'd only focus our energy on the Democrats that we're focusing internally, can you imagine where we would be?
Oh, absolutely. So you mean if we were operating in unison like the Democrats do?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just a travesty what's going on. We need to start looking outboard and stop with the inboard stuff and start looking at how we're going to defeat these people and make them the minority.
Amen. Absolutely agree with that statement. Well, one thing I think is pretty prevalent that I saw was the fact that they started off with their rules saying it would be operating the convention by Robert's Rules of Order. They paid this teacher who supposedly had been certified by the National Parliamentarian Association out of Missouri, paid him, I don't know how much, to actually be there. And then they blatantly violated Robert's Rules of Order. The parliamentarian just sat there on his hands when the chair asked him questions off mic. He was befuddled. He didn't even know Robert's Rules of Order, but yet they paid him to be a parliamentarian for the event. It was amazing. People need to learn this stuff, Todd. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it goes back to vetting. I mean, it's like our candidates, you know, in open and closed primaries. Why are we not vetting our candidates, ensuring we are getting what we're supposed to be getting instead of the complete opposite?
Well, one of the things that is very interesting is the leadership. I had a guest on my show this week. I don't know if you met this man yet. If you haven't, I'm going to make sure he's down in Detroit on March 2nd. Rich Cutshaw. He's a married man with six children. He's a truck driver, owner, operator. I had him on the show. He's going to primary challenge Matt Hall down there in the 42nd. Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah, brother, I'm so excited. Matt Maddox behind him, Jim DeSanta, Neil Frisky, Steve Cara, a lot of folks. He is, by the way, the parent down there. You remember, if you saw it in the news, you may not have, Vicksburg School District, where he actually sued the school district over their transgender bathroom situation. And his daughter in high school or middle school, I'm not sure which, came home, said, "Daddy, you know, there was a boy in our bathroom today." And he just lost it. He put his truck on hold. He got an assignment offload that he got assigned on the truck so he could stay home and go to the school board meeting. And he started yelling and screaming at the school board members. And they blew him off, you know, during public comment. You don't have to respond to public comment. You just sit there and take it. And because of their unwillingness to change their policy, he sued the school district, and they are now freaking out because they're going to be losing a big settlement to this guy. And he's running for state rep. And I just think this is the year I think a lot of these incumbent rhinos are going to be defeated.
That's what it's going to take, is that when enough citizens say we've had enough, and more start running for office, so that way we get people in there that are serious about these problems we are having and want to fix them instead of go along, you know, get along.
Right. Well, I know you're in that fight in the 106 exactly for that reason. And it's going to be people learning more about your campaign and hearing you on the radio, the interviews we do, and you meeting people face to face. And again, folks, if you would like to set up a meet and greet at your home or your business, just get a hold of Todd, and I'm sure he would be willing to accommodate if the schedule allows to be able to come and meet with you guys. I think it's important people do that. Todd, what's the best way that you would recommend people get a hold of you to be able to do that?
Well, the easiest and fastest is contact me via my cell. Or, you know, go on to my social media and send me a message. Any one of those ways will work. And I will work my schedule to come up and sit down and discuss anything with anybody.
Well, one thing I think is obvious is when people get to meet you one-on-one and you take any and all questions, you don't have to think about, you know, what is my position on this? You don't have to think about your values, your principles. You flat out already know who you are as a man, as a person, as a husband, a dad. You already know where you're at. So any questions come at you, pretty simple, straightforward response.
Yeah, that's correct. What you see is what you get. I'm not doing this for any other reason to go there and continue my service to this country. There's no underlying things that I'm trying to do. I don't need the money. Actually, I'll lose money. And it's we have to be serious about this country and the values of what we believe and stand for, so that way we make it a better country for our children and grandchildren. Because right now it's not. And the way that the left wants to make it, it is not going to make it better for our kids and our grandkids. And we have to put our foot down, draw a line in the sand, and say enough. You don't speak for us. You're not the majority. You need to sit down, shut up, and color.
Yeah, amen to that. I always say go sit in the corner and suck your thumb, but you have a lot more tact than I do. So I'm going to give out, is it okay to give out your military phone number, 928-785-6901?
Yep, we've done it a couple times now. I've got no issues with that.
Very good. So that's the one, folks, if you would like to possibly host a meet and greet. And it doesn't have to be anything elaborate, Todd, just a get together, somebody's house, a church, a business, a conference room, wherever they'd like to do it, a restaurant even. I know Ian Murphy's talked about having you over, and we're going to do an event for you there at the Iron Pig. So just text him is usually the best. Sometimes he's busy in meetings or whatever. Just give him a text at 928-785-6901. If you'd like that number texted to your phone, just text me Todd, T-O-D-D, and I'll text you a clickable, dialable link, and you can get a hold of Todd and do that. Because I think, Todd, this is now starting a full-fledged, once we get past Detroit on March 2nd, and we have a new RNC chair after South Carolina, Nikki Haley, losing her home state to Donald Trump. She'll probably drop out. Ronald Romney's gone as of the South Carolina primary. He's already recruited the party chair from North Carolina to replace her. The RNC's going in a new direction. And I think there's going to be a lot of people now paying attention as we get closer and closer to the August 6th primary.
Yeah, I really hope so, because we need to start. You know, I've got events coming up next month and in April. I'm hitting it hard. I'm talking to all the GOPs, counties, trying to get the debates set up, trying to get meet and greets set up. And I've got a couple already set up. I've got a couple dinners I'm going to be speaking at. And I invite everyone to come on out to hear who I am, so that you're informed come August and you can make the correct decision.
Excellent. Greatly appreciate that. And again, of course, the website, electsmallenberg.com.
Yes, sir. That is it.
electsmallenberg.com. If you want me to send you the link to that, just text me Todd. I'll give you the website and the phone number to get a hold of him. And greatly appreciate you. Congratulations on going to your first state event.
I appreciate it, brother. I hope you guys have a great dinner date tonight, a movie date, and have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, brother. Same to you. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care, bro.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Travis Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travis Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire in Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Want to remind you or tell you about, actually, this is a brand new event that we just found out about. It's an annual event. It's been going on for years over at Chaney Creek Resort. And this event, folks, is put on by Eastport Baptist Church. Some great patriots over there. Unfortunately, Pastor Jerry passed away last fall. So Sarah's taking it over, and she's attempting to replace him, which is almost impossible to do. He was a great patriot. But they have their 2024 Sportsman's Banquet, and it's a phenomenal event. You get a great dinner. Kids are invited at a reduced ticket price. They have their own kiddies tables for the kids to put their tickets in to be drawn to win some great prizes. They have some awesome prizes every single year. Long rifles, taxidermy, all kinds of food. The vacuum sealed permanent food storage bins are there. These things last like 20, 25 years. It's their annual outdoor sportsman's banquet. And if you'd like more information, the website is eastportbc.org/2024-sportsman-banquet. Simply go to the church's website, eastportbc.org, and then click on the banquet. This is their annual event. It's a fundraiser for the church. We've been a part of it for quite a few of the last few years. Actually, this is their 16th annual one, Chaney Creek Resort. It's going to be a month from today. March 16th starts at 5 o'clock. Now, what's really cool, if you bring, let's say, a whole case of green beans, canned food of any kind, baked beans, tomatoes, whatever it is you bring, you'll get a ticket drawing for an awesome, unbelievable rifle. They're going to give this rifle away to whoever brings the most cans. You'll get the most tickets in the hat, and you could win it. Delicious dinner, keynote speakers, several vendors, thousands of dollars in prizes, and incredible grand prize drawings. Fun event for the whole family. Adults are $45. Your dinner selection choice is either salmon or the Hunter pork chops. Both of them are awesome. Personally, I like the Hunter's pork chops. Kids are 8 to 12 years old are $20, and they get chicken nuggets. And they've got as a keynote speaker this year, Kyle Randall. He's the host and founder of the Wilderness Journal. It's going to be in the Grand Ballroom at Shaney Creek Resort in Summit Village. And, yeah, going to be a phenomenal event. So please, please, please go to their website, eastportbc.org. All one word, eastportbcbaptistchurch.org. And then click on the event. You can buy your tickets online. What they will do is they will take your donation for your tickets. They'll put you on the sign-in list, and your tickets will be there at the event. You'll be on a list to be checked in. You don't have to worry about getting tickets mailed to you anymore. They stopped doing it this year. They went paperless just like we do. You make your donation. You get an email for your receipt, and that is your ticket, and you will be on the list to be checked in. Doors open at 5 o'clock a month from today. That's March 16th, 2024, at 5 o'clock. eastportbc.org. You will have a blast. If you've got a young person, bring them. A couple of years ago, I think they said they had like 20 kids total. Every single one of those kids got a prize. And this one little girl, God bless her, she was so cute. They had a pink BB gun. She was about 8, maybe 9 years old. They called her number, and she let out a scream that you could have heard all the way over to Lake Bel Air. It was so cute. She was dancing a jig. She was so excited. She's jumping up and down. She ran up and grabbed that BB gun. She couldn't even wait for the photographer to get her picture taken with Pastor Jerry when he handed her the BB gun. He's like, wait a minute. So you come back here. Come back here. We got your picture taken. Daddy, I got it. She was so excited. She's out there shooting her BB gun. Oh, yeah, that was great. So kids especially, they need to come to this event. They will get fishing poles. They will get BB guns. They've got all kinds of things for the kids. It's awesome. And they've got all kinds of donated items, some from Jay Sporting Goods, some from Dunham's, other places around the district. A lot of businesses have donated packages. You can actually put a ticket in a hat to get some of these packages. Folks, I looked at the prices of some of these donated items. $800, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. This one guy donated a paver brick patio with a fire pit. Landscape company came into the yard, laid the paver bricks, put a fire pit right in the center of it. I think it was like $2,000 or $2,200. And, man, just fantastic prizes. So you'll be hearing the commercials starting next week on this. Again, it's eastportbc.org. Click on their 2024 Sportsman's Banquet. And we are very happy as a public service to get them this information out to you guys. And let's see. Tom Curtis. Oh, they got their tickets in the mail. Excellent. Tom and Karen says it's a great night out. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source.
brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems. Michigan's